Ron Sanford is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. He joins us here on WWL. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yesterday, we heard Governor John Bel Edwards talk about $300 extra in weekly checks. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, and we've even said today in that as far as interpreting the guidance, but it stems from President Trump's executive order once the CARES Act federal unemployment benefits expired at the end of July. Stopgap measure.
Ron, we have a terrible Ron, we have a terrible connection.
Oh, really?
So, why don't you just call me right back, and I'll just kill a few minutes here. All right, call us right back. Okay, Ron is back with us. Okay, go ahead, Ron. I think we've got a better connection now.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to give a little backdrop of where we are on the unemployment front, and the reason that it's kind of not as clear as it could be is because under the stopgap measure to try to keep federal unemployment benefits flowing, Trump's executive order authorized FEMA to spend up to $44 billion to continue the funding, and that was at $400 a week per person. The problem was, it's not a problem, but one of the features of it was it required states to match 25% of that. So it was 300 federal and 100 state. And Governor Edwards, and of course all the governors to date that I'm aware of, chose that rather than to add a $100 payment to that, they would use existing payments to meet their portion of the 400. So the federal would pay 300 and the state's existing payments would cover the rest. But unfortunately, they've just determined today or yesterday that if you receive less than $100 in benefits from the state of Louisiana, then you're not eligible at all for the 300 because the state can't cover that up to 100. So rather than prorate it and say if you, instead of $100, you as a Louisiana recipient got $70, rather than say we'll take 70% of the federal 300 and give that to you, they said you're not eligible for any of the 300.
Yeah.
So that leaves close to 70,000 people in the brain right now.
That's going to be tough for a lot of people. What do you think will how will this impact society, our society locally?
Well, I think it's going to hurt us tremendously because you know locally here in New Orleans we've got the highest unemployment in the state. Because of our dependence on the tourism and hospitality industry,
mm-hmm.
and those are not the best paid workers, and you already see that the federal benefit has fallen from $600, which was $15 an hour, to $300, which is about $7.50 an hour minimum wage, and now you're saying that almost 70,000 of Louisianans, many of those will be here in New Orleans, won't be eligible for that. It creates a difficult situation for people to be able to hang on.
Well, it is going to be tough. And while you were in the process of calling us back, I was just talking about the people that purposely just kicked back and relaxed and loved the $600 because it was more than they were making, and they didn't even look for a job or want a job. Some people turned down jobs that they were offered back because they would it would prevent them from getting the money, even though they could be turned in to unemployment and lose those benefits. But there were people who benefited from the $600. But there were some people who really did need that, and it wasn't as much as they are used to making. So it seems as if, once again, you know, the bad have hurt the good.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation because it is somewhat of a disincentive to return to work if you're making more unemployed than you are employed. That's hard to argue against. At the same time, that level of dollars kept the economy afloat, retail sales.
Right.
July were better than they were a year ago. Think about that. And this time with so many unemployed, there's still money being pumped into the economy, and it's circulating, and it's helping a lot of people stay afloat. So that's a positive. And, of course, they've got to come to some agreement here pretty quick going forward on an extension of the federal benefit through the Treasury rather than executive order and FEMA. We've got to get that.
And what do people need to do? Is there something in case somebody's not sure if they're eligible for the money? Again, it's not going to be as much as the $600, but it's going to be better than nothing. $300 from the feds and $100 from the state. What do people need to do to find out if they're eligible?
Well, they need to get in contact with the Louisiana Workforce Commission, which oversees unemployment and the Unemployment Trust Fund. But if they were receiving the benefit before and they're still unemployed, they'll be entitled to this benefit. And Governor Edwards has said payments may be out as soon as next week. And they'll be retroactive, so the first set of payments they'll get will go back to August 1st. It'll be 3 weeks' worth of the $300, so they should see that showing up pretty quickly.
Ron, how's the banking industry doing? You know, locally and nationally through this pandemic.
The banking industry is in good shape. The banking industry has more capital by far than we had going back to the 08, 09 Great Recession. So we're in good shape to weather the storm. The question for the banking industry is, even though these restrictions and the economic sanctions in essence started back in March, and here we are in August, we still don't really know what the impact of all of this is because of all of the government stimulus payments. Mm-hmm. So delinquencies are not high. People are still paying their rent for the most part. We know there's going to be some trouble out there. We know some restaurants are already closed. We see that. But we don't know the full extent of it, and may not now until even the end of the year. So there could be some loan losses out there, and we expect that. We just don't know the extent of those. But the banking industry is well-suited and in good condition to weather any kind of storm that's out there, I think.
There are things that I'm not spending money on that I used to spend money on because places are not open. So I would assume that in general, collectively, people are saving money.
There's no question the saving rate is sky high compared to what it was. I mean, it's in the 20% range these days, mm-hmm. and used to be less than 2%. I mean, it was a paltry sum. So people are definitely sitting on their money. They're hoarding cash, in essence. And we see that in our deposits. Our deposits are up 21-22% from the first of the year, and a lot of it is the stimulus money. It's loans from the SBA. It's unemployment benefits. It's remittances from the Treasury.
What would be your sense of what's going to happen? I know there's not going to be a moment when we like switch on the light and everything is going to be open. I think we hoped for that in the beginning, but it doesn't seem like that's going to be reality. So, Ron, what is your sense of consumer behavior after we start to get more of a go-ahead to go out and do stuff? Are people going to make up for money not spent and spend more money, or are they going to reassess the things that they spent money on?
I think the demand is going to be pent up, and I think they will go back to normal spending levels. I wish the savings rate would stay high, certainly maybe not 20%, but certainly get up, you know, in the 8, 9, 10% range.
Yeah.
But I just don't think people learn lessons like that. We should, but I think inherently we go back to the habits that we've learned over the many, many years.
Right. Yeah.
So I think spending.
So you said this.
The
savings right now is at about 20% compared to about 2%.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's 20% of what's coming in.
Yes. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, of what you're making.
Yeah.
And that's why you see all the liquidity. There's so much cash in the system right now that it's huge. There's a lot of excess liquidity. Every bank really has excess liquidity right now.
So, well, I'd like to find a way to get my hands on a little more of it. legally, of course. Legally, of course. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. All right. Ron Sanford, I enjoyed our visit once again. Ron Sanford is President and CEO of Medry Bank, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, and I'm going to keep listening so I can hear some of this irreverence coming up.
you know it's going to be. I can't hold back on that. I mean, it's a natural instinct of mine, so it's going to be coming up. Ron, I really appreciate you being with us, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks.